government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. We're in hour two of the broadcast. It's Saturday, October 15th, 2016, and we are joined from Art in Philly. Art, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Good. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you joining me. I know we had a couple of miscommunications there, and I apologize for that. Sometimes those things happen. But I wanted to get your take. I know you probably heard some of the first hour, and I know everybody's opinions vary on this election. Does your vote count? Will Donald Trump actually make a difference? I thought he said some astounding things Thursday night that he had said he was going to really take his gloves off because the Republican Party's not backing him. What do you make of this election and Donald Trump? What's your opinion?
Well, I think it comes out when you look at the mainstream media, how hard they're pushing against him, which means he's probably going to do some good things for us. Also, at the same time, he spoke out against the UN, UNESCO, where they wanted to protect the sites in Jerusalem, and he said he would recognize the state of, the city of Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel. So there's issues with that. But overall, he's much better than Hillary, if that's what you're asking.
Well, you know, I've covered politics and watched these elections my whole life. I've never once seen the media in this frenzy. It makes you want to think, you know, that Donald Trump is for real and really wants to change things, and that they are opposed to him. Of course, in the back of my mind, I'm always worried that, you know, we'll just be sold out one more time. And to quote Trucker Roy, I wonder sometimes if the country is not so far gone. I mean, when you look at Black Lives Matter, and you look at the story I just done about Santa Ana, and you look at the violence, and you look at how we are so successfully divided through race and class and even religion. In this country, we're so successfully divided. We've got a whole segment of Israel firsters, and it just makes me wonder have we crossed the brink of no return? Can the ship be turned around off of the rocks? What's your thoughts on that, Art?
I think it's worth a try, and let's see what happens. Now, with respect to immigration, just want to point out something to you. Did you, you're aware of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services under the Department of Justice, USCIS.gov, and the leader there, Leon Rodriguez, Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration. A little bit of background from him. He's a Cuban-American, Jewish Cuban-American, okay? You know, when Castro took over Cuba from the organized crime running the casinos down there, there was a big segment of the Jewish community stayed there to make sure some of their interests in the casino and Cuba still remained. Now, Leon Rodriguez's, I think it was his grandfather, that he wrote in articles about himself, says he remembers growing up in Cuba and going to his grandfather's house, looking at the, he basically had plaques up on his walls thanking Theodore Herzl, the founder of Zionism. So here this man is controlling the entire immigration services of this country, and he has direct relationships through his family, honoring Theodore Herzl, the founder of Zionism. So if there's any doubt that the Zionists are not behind this whole immigration and this open borders, you can see it right there by who the man is controlling immigration services in this country right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the Immigration Act of 1964. I can't remember if it's 64 or 65. I believe it's 64. When you start looking at this legislation that's been penned, whether, you know, gun control, you can name so many. And then when you get to digging into it, you find, you know, and I don't get any pleasure out of saying this. I don't have an axe to grind. In fact, when I came kind of fully aware of the situation, I myself, because of the way I was raised, I was in shock, really, to be honest with you, Art, to find out that this country was so completely overtaken by Zionists. And, you know, and this has went on for several decades, and really we could go into it further than that. And it's hard for people. This is the subject that I guess is probably the most controversial when you start talking about the Jewish power or Jewish control of this country. But, you know, in that speech Thursday night, Donald Trump done everything but just come out and say it. And, I mean, he should know, if anyone does, the life he's lived. But the question that I guess I would pose to you is, that is one, you know, people, they blame the liberals, or they blame the Democrats, or they blame the progressives, or they blame the media, or they blame Hollywood. But a lot of people, at least in the neck of the woods I live, they have trouble going that step further and really connecting the dots of who owns the newspapers, who owns Comcast and Viacom and these different companies. And then that brings you to understanding the vast social engineering that we have witnessed, and then we see it with all the pro-homosexuality commercials. It's rampant now in the filthy media. In my lifetime, I have seen the media change so much as far as like the content of television, the content of movies, and then we see it represented in our society, because our society is in such decline. There's practically the absence of morality. I mean, what's your thoughts, Art?
You're bringing up some issues there. First of all, with regards to the what you're saying, the gay issues, look at how Obama rose to power. He rose to power through Chicago Annenberg No Child Left Behind. Who sponsors that? The Annenberg Foundation. Who's running the Annenberg Foundation now? Wallace Annenberg, daughter of Walter Annenberg, whose her grandfather was Moses Annenberg, right-hand man of Capone, to set up the Chicago Syndicate. What about her aunt, Rose Dunkelman, okay, founder of Zionist Organization of Canada? What about her aunt's husband, Ben Dunkelman, one of the founders who worked under Ben-Gurion to found the State of Israel? Okay, so he's the one who basically is pushing this agenda for, you know, the gay bathrooms. And who's sponsoring it? It's the Anti-Defamation League. Who owns the Anti-Defamation League? It's not Abe Foxman. It's the Brofman crime family out of Canada. The same ones who are directly involved with all this Zionism. So, I mean, that's where you can actually see that. And, you know, somebody just doesn't seem to be able to see what they're actually doing there. And what they're trying to do is to, you know, as you said, destroy the morality of this country. And it goes right back to the 10 planks of communism. You know, so if you look at what you call the criminals in the Jewish community as Bolsheviks, communists, if you look at them as direct ties to the Chicago Syndicate and the New York Mafia, and you look at their criminality here directly related to the Federal Reserve Bank and taking over our media, it's very obvious what's going on. And there was a book that was written called Taken of America 1-2-3 that came out that talked about the power control group that took over this country upon the assassination of JFK. They were here for a long time, but it's upon the assassination of JFK is when they really took full control. I mean, they had influence with the Federal Reserve Bank quite a bit, but they didn't really run the country into the ground till that point. And that's when you're saying you saw the immigration bills come about. With respect to immigration, and neither of these candidates are talking about this, is we should follow the recommendations of the Jordan Commission. Barbara Jordan was a congressman out of Houston, Texas, who did a bipartisan study for 12 years on immigration. And she did both with the Democrats and Republicans over the Carter years and before and after that. And the recommendation was, with immigration, we limit all immigration in this country to 65,000 people per year. End of story. Okay? And what happened was McCain, Dick Armey, and some other boys up there around, I guess, around 1990, is when they basically opened up the borders for mass immigration. And it was actually, unfortunately, when they finally got what they wanted, it was Newt Gingrich who actually did this, opened up the borders for us in 98, in 99. And he did that for Silicon Valley, for the likes of Larry Ellison of Oracle, who blackmailed him over having a woman, you know, a lady on the side, while he's prosecuting Bill Clinton for Monica Lewinsky. And that opened up the floodgates. Now, if you go look at Silicon Valley as a result of all this, you would see that they pretty much outplaced every American working in Silicon Valley, and they're all from overseas, mostly from Bangalore, India. You know, they don't want to hire Americans anymore. It's against their principles. So that's some of the things I've seen. And we need to basically... Go ahead.
Well, Art, you have done your homework. You are a wealth of information. I am enjoying listening because a lot of this I'm not aware of, and I just want to commend you. That is some interesting facts. You have done your homework, and I always find it fascinating to find other people that look and dig into this and then share it like you're doing. That's some good information.
Right. I mean, for instance, I was looking on LiveLeak, and there's a guy who basically makes his money by publishing articles, and he published for years articles in the Huffington Post, and he published them in Google on YouTube, and then basically he's wondering why all of a sudden not only did Google and the Huffington Post take down his articles, and he says he's now going to basically, you know, try to figure it out, and it's like it's already been figured out. Look who owns the Huffington Post. It was the Bruffman crime family who owns the Huffington Post. Look who owns Google. They're all Zionists, okay? And I have no place for corruption right there. You know, look at the PDF document. It's free. You will see the pictures right there of the founders of Google basically talking, hobnobbing with the prime ministers of Israel. I mean, how much clearer can it be? And respect to, you know, I've actually, in working in business, you know, I've encountered the guys at Google. For instance, Eric Schmidt, who rose to power up through Sun Microsystems. He was one of the executives there. When they had a merger, Sun Microsystems was taken over by who? Larry Ellison of Oracle, okay, who's co-CEO. Sahari Katz is a dual American-Israeli citizen, okay? And he's now the president, is chief executive officer of Google. I mean, it just can't be more obvious. Google also has direct ties working with the boys at Comcast. The boys at Comcast now have set up beginning of 2016. All American labor has to work through a Indian job shop called Randstad, RANDSTAD, which is an Indian H-1B visa, Indian job shop, the biggest one out of Europe. You know, it's so obvious that these guys are trying to destroy America. It is so obvious from actually dealing with these guys.
And you know, I mean, Facebook, Zuckerberg, you can't post. All of the, they're bringing about so much censorship now in America. Freedom of speech does not apply online, and everyone's accepting it. And there's not much of a outcry from the people, because, you know, of course, a lot of people don't post information like probably myself or you would, but every time you dig into these just like Schmidt and Google, Zuckerberg, Facebook, you keep looking into it, and who do you find? We find the same culprits time and time again. I wanted to ask you this question. Hillary Rodham Clinton, can you shed any light on her her father and their family's connection to organized crime?
I've only heard the rumors. Here's the rumors I've heard. Was that her father, basically they grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and her father was tied into the Bufalino crime family. The Bufalino crime family basically runs Niagara Falls, you know, the state, runs pretty much upstate Pennsylvania and the Poconos. And they're also, the Bufalino family is famous for that famous meeting they call Appalachian. Okay, So there is a possibility, which I haven't investigated, that her family grew, you know, that she grew up in a mob-controlled family, just like Nancy Pelosi did through her husband, through her father, Lou D'Alessandro, who controlled the city of Baltimore as mayor and had direct ties with Lucky Luciano. So that may very well be. I haven't investigated that area. So there is, I've heard rumors to that effect, but I haven't done the actual research on that.
Well, you know, it's amazing to see what has unfolded this past week with all of the mountain of evidence of the criminality of the Clintons from Bill all the way up to today with Hillary, and then the mainstream media's focus. I hope that this is the defining moment where the American people come to grips with the fact of how corrupt the mainstream media is, even if they don't know who's behind it or how it got this way. Because we see in the polls, if you can trust them any at all, that the masses no longer have any confidence in the mainstream media. I mean, some of the stuff they've told us, just like, you know, through the years where they would say that Osama bin Laden was releasing all these videotapes and the whole farcical event of the government's narrative of 9/11. But yet, here for me personally, where I live, most of the people, my friends and family, they couldn't connect even the dots that 9/11 didn't make any sense. Most of them tried to buy the narrative that the government was peddling of, you know, planes brought down the buildings in 10 seconds. And even though they admitted they were from Saudi Arabia, we needed to attack Iraq and Afghanistan. It kind of makes me wonder sometimes, you know, where is the mentality of the American people? We must slowly have just gotten, they have successfully dumbed us down a vast part of society where they can't see. They can't actually see what's really going on. They've succumbed to the hypnotism. What's your thoughts?
Yes, I agree. If you look at the CIA program called Operation Mockingbird, which was coordinated with Cord Meyer and Walter Annenberg, the son of Moses Annenberg, who was a right-hand man of Capone, the set up National Crime Syndicate, they set up control of the media. Now, another thing that the Annenberg Foundation does, for instance, is No Child Left Behind. They're the ones behind the education, National Public Radio is another one of theirs, to basically influence the educational process. This whole No Child Left Behind program is nothing but a front for organized crime, okay? It's basically to dumb down the schools. And who was doing it? It's Wallace Annenberg, which we talked about. And also, when you respect to 9/11, there's a couple quick points I can say on it. The way I found out who was really behind 9/11, you look at Building 7 going down, okay? Now, what happened is all the information of prosecutes Enron was in there. The two top executives at Enron, Jeff Skilling, and I forget the other guy, the CEO, who also got prosecuted. But the third guy was Michael Milliken, the convicted felon in the Ivan Boesky scandal. Nothing happened to him. Okay, and what happened is they both, not just Skilling, but the other guy who was CEO of Enron, they went to support Arnold Schwarzenegger to become president, become governor of the state of California if he dropped a $9 billion lawsuit they had against him for the fraud. Okay, so now you look at who's in the circle of Milliken. Looks like we'll catch up on the other side.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Art in Philly. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Art from Philly, the website noplaceforcorruption.com. It's a great website. There is a ton of information there. If you've never looked at it, definitely check it out. Go ahead, Art, and continue with your thoughts. You were discussing 9/11, and I think everyone listening to this broadcast feels like, you know, 9/11 was such a turning point. It gave the government their justification to make war with whomever they so choose while taking our rights away here at home. And I wonder too, and you could address this as well. I wonder if, as time passes, if it's going to be the same narrative as JFK, where as time passes, no one believes the official version of 9/11. Like now, you know, no one really believes the government's version of the JFK assassination. Go ahead, Art.
Well, actually, there's direct ties to both of those situations. Let's go back with talking about Michael Milligan, convicted felon. And he was convicted over working over the Ivan Bosky scandal. He basically worked for Drexel Lambert Burnham, which is a financial firm based out of Philadelphia, owned directly by the Rothschild banking interest, by the way. It existed for 100 years. So with what he was doing with the money, he was basically using the 1982 Tax Reform Act put in power by Reagan, who was rose to power through the support of the Brofman Crime Syndicate through MCA Records. And as a result of that, they used people's pension funds and junk bond financing. What did he do with all the junk bond financing? He basically used it to invest in Steven Wynn and Wynn Casinos. And a matter of fact, that relationship is so tight, they live next door to each other in South Lake Tahoe in California. Now, what's the relationship with Wynn and Milliken? They're both part of the Likud Party. There's an article from EIR, the LaRouche guys, it's called The Illegal Funding of the Likud. And you find out also that Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Centers, was meeting Benjamin Netanyahu every weekend for lunch for a year before 9/11 happened. Now, another thing that's interesting about that is you look at who's in control of the Likud, and it's Sheldon Adelson. Adelson is the big power broker in the Republican Party. He runs the Republican Jewish Coalition set up by Max Fisher, close associate of Modelitz, the Detroit Mafia, Murder Incorporated, the Purple Gang. Now, that's how you can start to see, you know, the direct ties there when you look at those connections. And look at what happened after 9/11, just like after the JFK assassination. Who rose to power? Sheldon Adelson rose to power. Look at what happened with the JFK assassination. Who rose to power? It was Walter Annenberg, okay? He handpicked the entire cabinet of Richard Nixon at his estate there in Palm Springs, what they call Rancho Mirage. And now what happens here is I did the research in my local area, which is Bucks County. It's the Republican Party here, buckscop.org. They're directly tied with all this, the whole cover-up of the JFK assassination. And they're directly tied in with being pre-placed in positions of power 1 year before 9/11. So I'll explain those two parts. With respect to JFK, here's how you can see it. You look at the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt, okay? E.J. Hunt basically draws a diagram. Shows LBJ, and then it shows basically working with Cord Meyer in the CIA to basically coordinate all the assassination activities. Okay, who did Cord Meyer work for? He worked for the CIA underneath none other than George Herbert Walker Bush. Okay, there's one part missing: Walter Annenberg. If you remember Operation Mockingbird, Cord Meyer was working with Walter Annenberg. Okay, the son of Moses Annenberg, the Capone syndicate. Okay, now, lo and behold, they create the Warren Commission. Who goes to it? Richard Sprague and Arlen Specter. Who put them in there? It was none other than U.S. Senator Richard Swiker out of Pennsylvania, who's his wife, Claire Swiker, who runs the TV kids' TV show called Romper Room, who owns the TV show Romper Room, WPVI-TV, owned by Walter Annenberg. Okay? That's how it goes. So Walter Annenberg socially meets with Richard Swiker for 7 years before the JFK assassination. So cozy. And then that's how they decide how they're going to cover it up.
Wow.
I could go into details about the criminality of both Richard Sprague and Arlen Specter, but just leave that. The fact is they're criminals. I'll go back into 9/11. Okay, up comes 9/11. You know, George Bush Jr. gets elected. All right, so what do? They put Tom Ridge in power as the head of Department of Homeland Security. Who put him in power? The Bucks County Republican Party, who the power broker was Herbie Barnes. Okay, Herbie Barnes also put in the guy who's running the Pennsylvania Republican Party, National Committee man, Robert Asher, convicted felon when our state treasurer, Bud Dreyer, blew his brains out on TV. Okay, now, also, what else did they do? Oh, they had the House Committee of Permanent Investigation. Okay, who was put in charge there? Congressman Jim Greenwood out of Bucks County. Looks like we got a break.
Hold that thought. We'll be coming up on a long segment. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Art and Philly. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, joined by Art. And again, the website, noplaceforcorruption.com. I was looking at it during the break. A lot of information there. If you've never checked that out, please do. Go ahead and continue with your thoughts, Art. We were discussing 9/11 and the connection to JFK. Go ahead.
All right. With respect to 9/11, the Bucks County Republican Party is the connection between both of them that you can see that's visible. There's all lots of it behind the scenes. Now, the year before 9/11, they put Congress and Jim Greenwood in charge of the Congress and the House Committee of Permanent Investigation. What do? They're involved with prosecution of organized crime and special investigations like assassinations and things like 9/11. All right? They also place into power Arlen Specter as the Senate Committee of Permanent Investigation. And Arlen Specter's buddy, Pat Meehan, who's now a congressman here in Pennsylvania, he was in charge of the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI to prosecute organized crime and special investigations. And how convenient to have those three criminals from the Bucks County Republican Party pre-placed in the positions of power to investigate 9/11 1 year before it happened. And if also remember, Henry Kissinger was one of the guys who was put on the 9/11 Commission until it was pointed out his direct relationships to the Obama family. But Henry Kissinger rose to power through none other than through Walter Annenberg. He was handpicked by the Rockefellers and the Annenbergs to basically be part of the cabinet of Richard M. Nixon as President of the United States. How convenient. Okay? Now, there's a little more detail with the Bucks County Republican Party to tie all this together. One of the best places, it's obvious, if you look on George Herbert Walker Bush's library, and I have it in there, shows the fundraiser for Arlen Specter's U.S. Senate race, June 6, 1992. And you just look at the last paragraph, and it shows who's there. It's Walter Annenberg with the M.L. Annenberg Foundation supporting Arlen Specter's fundraiser. That's Moses L. Annenberg, the same Moses Annenberg who had direct ties to Al Capone, all right? It's Herbie Barnes, the head of the Pennsylvania Republican Party, out of here. And you know who else was there? Besides George Bush, the head of the CIA during the assassination of JFK? Joe Paterno. Lo and behold, then we hear about the second mile, the whole Penn State scandal. What a coincidence. And then also we had a Pennsylvania district attorney general, state attorney general, was a state prosecutor, was looking at the second mile, Ray Gricar, G-R-I-C-A-R. And somehow he disappears off the face of the earth because he got too close to those guys. Well, so, you know, they're still investigating. The Pennsylvania State the police is looking at it. But when you look at the direct ties to these to the power play with the second mile scandal and, you know, and Sandusky, you can see that there's direct ties to through the Bucks County Republican Party, both to the Kennedy assassination and to 9/11. It is so obvious.
That is interesting, Art. I had never heard it put from that perspective. That is interesting. You have done some homework. That is very interesting. Let me ask you this: when you look at this current situation that we find ourselves in, just like this past week, with all the saber rattling that is going on with war with Russia over the situation in Syria, our involvement with the continuation of this war with ISIS, funding ISIS, keeping this destabilization effort in full swing in the Middle East. What's your thoughts? Where do you see this going? Because the mainstream media this week, at least in from where I'm at, the news I was watching, not covering really any of the situation that Vladimir Putin is pointing out, that the mainstream media in America doesn't even let the people know how serious the situation is. Or do you find it that it is as serious as it's being portrayed by some? What's your thoughts?
It is very serious. The reason Putin is talking about this has less to do with Syria than more to do with they put the air defense systems in Romania and the other one in Poland. The last time we did this was during the Reagan era when they came up with the Pershing missiles. And the problem is these are air defense systems that can knock out their command and control systems, like the NORAD center that we have here. As a result of that, what happened during the Reagan era, they had the Pershing missiles in there, and they had just some single plane fly over into the airspace of the Russians. They almost started World War III over that because they were so spooked. The reason was it destroyed their reaction time because you put an air defense system so close to their command and control centers that they had to basically react almost instantaneously. You destroyed their reaction time. And that's really the big issue here. Now, with respect to Syria, you've talked about it and other people have. I agree. And basically, the Russians are saying we're going to do it. But it's Syria plus the lying air plus putting air defense systems right up against their command and control systems, which could result in an accidental nuclear war because of the hostilities that are growing between the two of us, between the U.S. and Russia. So I see that as a major concern. I don't see it as being false. I see it as being very real.
That's the way I see it, too. And, I mean, the comments during the debate, Hillary's still advocating a no-fly zone. This past week, the actions that's taken place in Russia, where these are some massive preparedness drills they're taking part in. I mean, sure, you know, you could say people can try to justify it any kind of way, but I've been monitoring some of what Vladimir Putin is saying, and he sounds very serious, and he kind of laughs at Barack Obama and the silliness of this administration. And, you know, we're just causing a disaster in the Middle East. And you know, the mainstream media doesn't cover the fact that our foreign policy is what is largely to blame for this whole refugee crisis, which is demographically destroying the white nations in Europe. And I don't know if you probably haven't had time to watch it since the beginning of this broadcast, but the video that I was talking about at the very top of the broadcast with Paris, I mean, you wouldn't even know this was Paris. You would think this was in, you know, some country in Africa. And this is what they've done in such a short time. What do you make of the whole demographic changes that has just swept Europe?
Well, with respect to Europe, that's basically what the banks are trying to do, the Rothschild banking interests. They want to basically destabilize Europe and take it over. And they're doing the same thing here. We're just a couple of years behind them. And by us going into Libya, one of the fallbacks was that opened up the floodgates for all the African immigration to come into Europe and the U.S., primarily Europe. So I see it basically, if you look at No Place for Corruption talking, you know, it's following the plans of the Rothschild banking interests, which if you go to Israel, you look at their currency, they got basically the Rothschilds on their currency. So there's a direct correlation to the Zionism and Rothschild, and what's happening in Europe is one of the parts I see. You know, I'm not over in Europe, so I can't, you know, speak in great detail to what's going on over there. But it's obvious that the out-of-control immigration, which is being controlled by the Zionists who control the European Union, you know, the bank in Frankfurt, that's way behind us, and, you know, they're starting to feel it. Now, with respect to immigration, here's one that's interesting. Again, going back to Enron, Jeff Skilling rose to power through McKinsey Consulting. McKinsey Consulting was run by convicted felon Rajat Gupta. And if you look in the New York Times, this, even though it's controlled by the Zionists, had a good article in there. And you can look at it up on the web for free. This happened in 2000. Whatever happened to Bill Clinton? He's playing India now. And he goes over to India to basically, on a junket, to get Hillary elected as a New York senator. Okay, that was after the demise of JFK Jr., JJ, which would have actually gotten that seat. That's probably an assassination also, from all the indications I've heard. And who benefited from that was Hillary Clinton. Also mentioned in that, there's a website. It's on YouTube. Just type in Bronfman, Bronfman, space 7070-25. And in there, you will see, right from the mouth of Hillary Clinton, that Edgar Bronfman Sr., who passed away, that you're my best friend and in the world for 8 years as the first lady in the office of president. Here it is, this major gangster of the Chicago Syndicate, a major founder of Zionism, is her best friend. You know, it's like nobody's bringing that part up about her direct ties with organized crime. You were asking about the ties to the Buffalinos. She's got direct ties herself there for 8 years. Now, with respect to Rajat Gupta, basically, you know, he was through McKinsey Consulting. He was directly involved with flooding this country with immigration. Okay, he's one of the major, you know, India's over here paying off our politicians like Hillary Clinton, and that's how they're getting elected. What happens is if you look after they go on a junket, like in opensecrets.org for 2000 when she won the U.S. Senate race for New York, you'll notice in the right after the junket occurred that all of a sudden all these Indian families with incomes of $30,000 a year are given like top donations of $4,000 per person, you know, $4,000 per family to her campaign to win the New York Senate race. Go figure. So that's one of the things I saw. Go ahead.
That is interesting. Let me ask you this. When we look back, and I've pondered this so many times, but I've never really asked anybody else. When we look at the vast control, media, banking, political, it goes on and on, in America, in the European Union, and other parts of the world, when we look at the vast control that the Zionists or the Jews, whichever you want to say, exert over the world, what is the scenario to ever really break this power and free our countries from continuing down this path to oblivion? I mean, in my lifetime, I'm not sure how old you are, Art. I'm pushing 50. In my lifetime, especially in the last 15, 20 years, I mean, it is just, this area I live in has been overrun with Hispanics. Our education system's pitiful. The factories have closed. The society is in decline. There's ghost malls, and violence is way up. And of course, homosexuality is way up. You see it more and more out in society. Is it just making people aware? Is that step one? Are we still at step one? How do we ever break these chains that are binding us?
We're doing it right now as we're talking, and increasing the awareness of people. The ultimate result is, remember what Patrick Henry said at the House of Burgers. That's how you're going to basically break this. You think violent Chicago Synod Zionist gangsters are going to basically just give you the power back, asking them to do it? Think about that for a minute.
Why would they? Exactly.
Right. But the first step is, they're heavily involved with, trying to control our thinking, trying to control our education, and the way we spend our money. So realize that, you're dealing with corrupt businesses, corrupt politicians, and the way to deal with this is start networking around and building co-ops with the people around you, and start rebuilding your local economy in spite of that. And that's the way you start going about doing it in a peaceful way. And also, taking them to task. Just like we're talking here, I basically go in front of elected officials, and I basically take them to task. I won't play around with it. And it really embarrasses the little heck out of them. Okay? But I think that's part of it. And then basically, you start supporting like you did. You got to start running for campaigns. You think that their power, the Zionists have all this power. They have power, but if you look at it, they always go too far. They don't know when to stop. And if you look at how they're holding on to power, I'm sure you've seen this from running an election, that they're holding on just by a bare thread, and maybe 1% or 2%. That's all their advantage is. It isn't that much, and it takes very little in a situation like we're seeing with Hillary and Trump to basically topple them over. They're very, very easy to knock out. We just got to increase our awareness and start working collectively for our interests versus their interests. That's how I see it.
One of the things now, Art, I guess, probably the latest thing that we've seen come about in recent years, it's not, it's not a month or two old, but in recent years, is the use of racism, trying to especially on the white race, to where, and there's a commercial that runs on RBN, I always think about this when I talk about this, but to be scared to be called a racist, which I don't consider myself a racist. I'm for all races to advance themselves and do it. But I don't like illegal immigration, and I prefer, I am for my own race. I'm just not wanting to hurt anybody over it yet. But they have successfully done that, and it came crystal clear to me through the campaign, because that was the first thing, or one of the first things, that the media started labeling me as, and it I could see how it would affect someone that didn't know me at all, but I was kind of surprised about how it did affect people that did know me, that, knew where I stood on things, but still, they let the media have a negative effect on their mindset, and that was a window of insight to me of how really kind of easily manipulated some people are by seeing it in print or seeing it on TV. Then they think it's true. It's something that is has got to be broken in the American, has got to be broke by the American people's mindset to move on past this. And I guess it really comes down to critical thinking, thinking for yourself, thinking logically, and not letting the TV or the media or the newspaper think for you, which is exactly what got us into this situation in the first place, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think that's changing right now. I think the Trump campaign has pretty much destroyed the credibility of mainstream media, and it's well-deserved. You know, he could go on down the line there, but it's like, hey, you know, just about every major newspaper in every city, you know, just about every major publication out there, just about every major TV, you know, if it's coming from them, you might as well, you know, it's like a politician. How do you know when a politician is lying? When their lips are moving? How do you know when the mainstream media is lying? It's when they're basically presenting some information to you. There's no honesty there. It's basically controlled, it's corporate controlled interests. And I think that the American people are finally waking up to it, that this is, you know, basically nothing but no different than propaganda that you would see in Russia.
Absolutely. Not one major newspaper endorsing Donald Trump. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. We'll be back in moments. Stay with us.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Art in Philly. Art, this is a short segment, and I wanted to thank you for joining me tonight. Your website, noplaceforcorruption.com, great website, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity, anything you'd like to share. We've got about 3 minutes, they're yours, and I'd like to have you back on from time to time. A wealth of information. You have done your homework, and hats off to you for that.
Well, the reason I'm talking is I believe there is hope for America and hope for a change, and it's time for people to listen to alternative media like you're putting out. And it's not only just listening, it's just going from that point to actually taking action. And you can do that in your everyday activities. Where do you put your money each day? How do you spend your money? How do you basically communicate with people and understand and start realizing there's a different way of doing this, how to bypass doing business with the Federal Reserve Bank. And there's lots of ways to go about doing that. Just imagine that you're living in Africa, and it's like you're living in Zimbabwe, you know, and basically your currency is totally worthless. If you start thinking those terms, you'll be prepared when that currency crashes. And it is going to crash because it just can't go on. They're debasing the currency, and it's basically just going to print. They're going to print up so much money, it's just going to have absolutely no purchasing power. So the sooner you look for ways to bypass the system and financially protect yourself, the better off you're going to be.
I agree with you on that, Art. I agree.
Yep. And that means holding on to hard assets, you know, real estate, gold, you know, having your own business, things like that will make a difference for you.
Absolutely. Be self-sufficient. Get out of debt if you can. Garden, install water barrels. I mean, do these things to where if hard times come, you're a step ahead. I mean, even if it's small, even if it's just buying a little extra groceries, stuff you can store, it could mean a lot. And we don't know. I don't know, Art. These things may be coming about. We may be in war, a real war, not with some, you know, country that's just out of the Bronze Age. We may be really at war here in the next coming months. I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist, and there's the economic collapse, there's world war, there's the vote rigging, this election. I mean, there is a lot of different things on the table right now that don't look too good. I'll give you the last word, and thanks again. A great, great interview. Really enjoyed it.
Right. I would just ask people not only to focus on just the presidential race, but focus on your local politicians, you know, from your governor all the way down to the one person who's running your school board, because they're more of the issues that we can actually make changes about. As far as, you know, us going to war, just it's out of your control. What you can do is practice civil defense. If that did come about, you know, if you're like 20 feet underground, you'll probably survive. So if you plan ahead, you could probably, you know, come through it. It doesn't mean it's going to be a nice situation. It'd be pretty rough. But I think we need to basically hold them to task. And my concern is with either one of these guys that they don't spark a war from what's going on with the Middle East. It's becoming a powder keg to the point it could go off. So I think
it's interesting. Every president seems to want to have his war, you know. Every single one. I'm afraid Donald Trump maybe wouldn't be any different. Hey, thank you so much. We're out of time. I'll be talking to you soon, and you have a great evening, sir.
You too.
All right, we're coming back. I'm going to take phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. I got one story to share, then we'll go to calls. Back in moments.
Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a short turn of innocence. So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government.